Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How about your brain? Your BQ, your brain quotient, is enhanced by listening, if I do say so myself, to those of us on the DJV program, including me. I'm Doug Steffen. I have lots to say, and most of it is pretty intelligent. Right, ladies? Don't you agree with, you agree with that?
Very
yes,
smart.
Come on. Yes, 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 of course. Wait a minute. Victoria.
If you have to ask.
Chuckling along. I know, right? If you have to ask.
Really? Jennifer is here, Victoria is here, Carrie's here. The Snickerdoodle twins are at it.
I think I like that, actually.
Really?
Karen and I are the Snickerdoodle
twins. Yeah, right. Hi, Jennifer. Speak for yourself, will you please? What's going on here? You're all of this. Jennifer is our television reporter, and I think that she thinks that our brains are rotting away with all the stuff we're seeing. I think that's true to a point. And maybe movies too. I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to say, I've always loved going to the movies. Even when I was a youngster, I liked going to the movies. So if I went to the movies either by myself or with a friend or two, and I'd come home and want to watch something on television, my mother would say, no, you can't. You've already seen enough video for today. That's it. Can't see any more. When we go to the movies and then you come home and you watch television, perhaps. By the way, I saw Knives Out last night. what a great movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Fabulous cast. And it's just it's a hoot. And it was filmed kind of around the corner from me, and I'd forgotten that. But it was very, very well done. If you haven't seen it. And that sort of bolsters what I've been saying last couple of weeks. A lot of good movies around. But I know, as an aside, there's an award that has gone to the Irishman or whatever it is that I don't even begin to get. I think that's all political.
I just have zero interest in it.
Yeah, it's just another one of the same Scorsese kind of. It's the same. I think his movies are all the same. It's the same story over and over and over again. But yet he has the political clout to get attention for his movies, and I think that's the way it is. That, you know, we talk about politics, and we think that politics applies, or at least the implication is that politics applies to running government and things like that. But there's politics in business, politics in entertainment. It's all politics as to sometimes what people get recognized for doing. All right, having said that, Jennifer, how is the big boob tube rotting our brains?
Well, the question I have for all of you, fess up and honest, is how many hours of television do you watch every single day?
I probably about an hour.
Okay. Mm. Victoria?
Depends on what's going on and what night it is.
Oh, I would say probably a couple of hours, because I have it on sometimes in the background when I'm working, but I don't pay that much attention to it until we watch stuff at night. So I would say maybe two and a half, three.
Okay.
Two and a half.
Kara?
I think mine varies significantly from day to day. So during the week, almost none, unless, like, no one else is around in the evening. On Friday nights, I might, you know, binge watch, like, 2 hours of, you know, The Great British Baking Show or some other silly trivia show. But it depends how, you know, the TV is on here at work all the time, and it's in the background. So is that also killing my brain?
Mm. Yeah, see, that's what I...
Depending on what you watch, yeah, I would say yes.
I only actively have time to watch literally 1 hour of television every single day. I come home from work, I watch 1 hour of TV, and then it's off to bed. But I always have news going. I've always got something going. The average person, and Victoria, you're the closest, at least in if people are being honest in their admissions. On a day-to-day basis, the average adult watches TV for 3 to 3.5 hours.
Wow.
That is 1,248 hours every single year. And in people's lifetime, the average person will watch more than 78,000 hours of television in an average life. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Now, 6 in 10 adults admit that they would be lost without their TV set. Television has become kind of our comfort blanket. Before we go to bed at night, it keeps us company.
Yep.
And there was
a
survey. Yeah, this information comes from a survey of about 2,000 Brits. So this isn't even Americans. These are Brits that find the average TV viewer watching 78,705 hours of programming, whether that's movies, sports, news, in their lifetime, which is a whole lot of screen time that, I don't know, could have been probably more productively spent. LG, the TV company, commissioned this, and they broke down the numbers even further. They concluded that the average adult will watch 3,639 movies at home, 31,507 episodes of TV during their lifespan. And as far as different programs, the average person will watch, get this, 11,278 different television series in their lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Except for Doug, who's got Madam Secretary, and that's it.
Right.
I like Blue Bloods. I like Chicago PD. Speaking of, there are a lot of things that come into the fold here. I don't have it on as background, although I was thinking it ought to be on maybe when Daisy is home by herself. I don't really take her with me, but the weather's been so bad here the last 3 or 4 days that I haven't taken her with me. I was out yesterday on a tractor and a backhoe trying to clean out the driveways, and she can't. She wants to come, but she can't. So I'm thinking I should leave the TV on just for company. And I get the biggest kick out of some of the noises that come out. I was watching something with horses, and the horses were making noise, and Daisy's looking, turning her head around.
My cat loves hockey. That's no
really?
Joke. She'll sit on the couch straight up looking at the television when I watch hockey games. Yes.
Wow. How about that?
I think she likes the puck.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like a little laser on the TV that she has to follow.
Yeah, it's the puck, yeah. But, Doug, you should get dog TV for Daisy. Dogs really, I've seen so many people say that their dogs are obsessed with dog TV.
What channel is it? How do you find it?
It's a subscription that you just let it play on your TV, and it's designed for dogs to sit and watch. Yeah.
Huh.
It's actually called Dog TV.
So you have to, is it like Hulu and
Prime? Yeah, but
it's
cheap. It's like, I don't know, $2 a month or something like that. I don't have it on, I'll look it up and send you the link. But apparently, like, our former dog trainer actually recommended it for our dog, Bentley.
You know, that's such a stupid idea. Why didn't we think of it?
I know, right?
Dog TV?
Yeah. Some jerk is making our $2.
Wait a minute. We better have cow TV if we got dog TV. Time for cow TV. Let's have cow TV.
Cow TV would be interesting. I guess it would be very relaxing. Yeah.
Jennifer,
it would just be cows standing there eating, chomping, and then farting.
Jennifer, cut.
That would be it.
Adding to the methane problems of the
exactly.
Of the universe.
That's what a lot of people do while they watch TV. By the way, 2,943 hours are spent deciding what to watch in your lifetime.
Who did this survey? Where'd they come from?
LG commissioned it, but it was done in England.
England, okay. All right, here's some listening advice for those of you who want to learn how to cook. Farm-to-table cooking is the focus on our latest podcast of the American Family Farmer. So if you want to learn some highlights of farm-to-table cooking, then you should find the most recent podcast. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is the address for it. You can find it anytime. It's like all the other podcasts we have. You can go to DougStefan.com or to the American Family Farmer. Actually, I don't think the "the" is necessary. No, it's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Learn how to cook using farm-to-table concepts.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This holiday, do you want a gift or do you want a wow? At Ulta Beauty, we make wowing easy with gorgeous gift sets. Spread holiday cheer with the Morphe 12-piece eye brush collection. Get major Mary points from Mini But Mighty lip kits from Kylie Cosmetics and MAC. And treat your nice list to skincare sets from Kiehl's and Mario Badescu. Plus, treat yourself to easy shopping when you buy online and pick up in store. It's free. Shop now, wow later, and get ready to give, gather, and glow. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out what Romney said, Senator Romney from Utah, former presidential candidate, used to be governor of Massachusetts. He gets around. He has said he didn't think there was a conspiracy with Ukraine interfering in our election. So does that mean he thinks the Russians were the ones that messed with the election? What does this mean?
There are people who think Russia interfered in the election, and there are people who think Ukraine interfered in the election, and there are people who think both interfered in the election. And I think the people who think both interfered in the election are probably right. This conversation got started because Senator Kennedy from Louisiana came out and said that he knew that Ukraine interfered in the election, and people started taking him to task and tearing him up, saying there was no evidence Ukraine interfered in the election back in 2016. So Romney was asked about it, and he made the comment he didn't know about interference. The truth is, there was interference because Ukraine actually turned over information to try to nail Paul Manafort, who was the campaign manager for Trump at the time, to get him out of the way to make things a little bit easier for Hillary Clinton, or so they thought, by casting the Trump campaign into turmoil. But they didn't realize that the Trump campaign strives on turmoil.
Right. Exactly.
Their plot was foiled when they realized that turmoil is the name of the game, baby.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that everybody's got a take and everybody believes it to be fact. You just really have to follow all these little pieces of storylines that have been coming out over the last couple of years before you can develop a big picture of what really happened.
All right. So what really is the end goal of the administration asking the Supreme Court to lift the lower court order preventing executions of federal inmates? What are we gaining or losing? Who is he speaking to here?
Well, they want to get people off death row, I guess, and start executions again. But we've seen so many times how many people have had their convictions overturned because of DNA. I think this is a dangerous thing that we're moving towards. But William Barr, the Attorney General, he's been pushing for it.
Why, though?
He must like the death penalty. I don't know.
There are a lot of people who were sentenced to the death penalty, and then they just sit, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait.
And a lot of those people have been exonerated, though, while they're waiting.
And a lot of those people never actually got the punishment that was doled out for some of the horrific crimes that they committed, like Richard Ramirez, who just died in prison waiting to be executed.
Swift justice is not a factor anymore. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweet heart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love.
Like, how much time they spent watching TV? It's Dan and Shay. Winner, as it brings itself, it's all of its ugly. Ugliness is all upon us who really have gotten an early taste of winter. So now maybe you'll feel better because the country fans looking forward to next summer's jams. Well, first one is the country jam lineup. That information is available now as to who's going to be in that country jam. Dan and Shay are going to headline along with Kane Brown and Toby Keith. It's a four-day country affair set to take place at the Jam Ranch outside of Grand Junction, Colorado, from June 18th to June 21st. Nice to be talking about next June, isn't it, huh? We wish our lives away. Do we cause some of the anxiety we create ourselves, kind of, because we're so eager for the next thing? We can hardly
wait. That's you. You know, as soon as Memorial Day hits, you're like, yeah, well, get ready for Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, Kane Brown headlines Thursday, Dan and Shay Friday, Keith on Sunday. Saturday headliner announced in early January. It looks like that's not arranged yet. Also on the roster, Blanco Brown, Dustin Lynch, Jody Messina, Craig Morgan, Mitchell Tenpenny, Clay Walker, Elaney Wilson. I guess there's some more people that are going to be lined up as well. More supporting acts announced when they have the Saturday headliner. Tickets for Country Jam and campsites that surround the area available on the 5th. Actually, December 5th is upon us. 10 o'clock Mountain Time, all right? How about that? Go to countryjam.com if you want to get in on the tickets early before the prices are really crazy. So what does it cost for a day pass to go to something like this that's 4 days long? A couple $100? What is it? I don't...
Probably. I don't know. I've never been to anything like this.
I mean, Stagecoach used to be... Stagecoach was like 3 days, and that was like $200. Now it's closer to five. Now that
$200 a day or $200 for the whole thing?
For the weekend. Now it's about $500 for the weekend.
And don't they have a lot of food trucks or food things or things you can do all around the...
That's
the
not
event.
Included in the price, though, I don't think.
No,
no, you get to pay another $100 for some chicken tenders and a beer.
Yum!
Winning!
26 after the hour on the DJV program. More music now. Leonard Skinner has announced the dates for their farewell tour with Travis Tritt. Another farewell tour.
This one's been going on for a while.
For 3 years.
Yeah, this is a long, it's a long goodbye.
Bye-bye. So long. Arrivederci. New dates for the last of the Street Survivor farewell tour starting March 7th down in Savannah. Tour continues through California, Nevada, Mississippi, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Kentucky. An interesting combination of visitations. On the 31st of July next year, the newly announced dates will close out at White River State Park in Indianapolis. Let's see here. Johnny Van Zandt said, we've said we want to play every venue and market we've ever visited around the world one last time, and even some places we haven't. So, we get to see all of Skinnerd Nation. How about them? We're getting close now, getting closer and closer to achieving that goal. The career-concluding farewell tour logged 100 stops so far in our country. Last couple of years, they've been all over the world as well. Tickets go on sale to the public Friday morning, 10 o'clock local time. How popular are Leonard Skinner around the world, other countries?
People are buying tickets, so that's why the tour keeps going, I guess so, yeah.
Right. Keep them coming. Keep those cash, keep the, the checks and letters coming, please. 28 after on the DJV program.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calls it a big fat hoax. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Story time on the DJV program, 34 after the hour. The likes of Jennifer Horn right here, right now. Victoria Keelan,
right here,
right now. Kara Schillen, right here, right now. Duggar is here. All right, so you have a story for us, do you, Victoria?
Well, it's a bit of a controversy that's been trending since, for a while now, I guess. It won't go away. The Peloton ad that has been heard around the world. Now, Peloton, if you're not familiar, is a stationary bike that goes in your home, and it has a video screen attached to it. And so you actually watch a streaming spin class, and so you participate in that spin class. And it's a live, actual live spin class. I think they tape them in New York and L.A., and so the bike is not cheap. It's about $2,300 to buy the Peloton bike. And this ad, the newest ad, has a lot of people up in arms because for several reasons. First, in the beginning of the ad, a woman who is married, her husband gives her a Peloton bike for Christmas. although she doesn't seem to have asked for the Peloton bike, she kind of has like a surprised face. We're not really sure if she's happy about it or if she's insulted. Not really sure.
She's filing for divorce in her mind.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, this is also a very thin woman already. So just keep that in mind because that's something that a lot of
people... Is this why a woman weighed 114 pounds and a year later she weighed 110?
Somebody made that joke, but that's kind of like, yeah, someone made that joke, but that's kind of what it looks like.
Now I know
it's So she starts her Peloton journey, and she's making these, like, video blogs, and I don't know, the whole thing is just kind of stupid, but she's in this fabulous, like, Boston mansion, and it's got people comment about, you know, the floor-to-ceiling windows, and, you know, and how it's no big deal to just buy your wife a $2,300 bike and the whole thing. And then at the end of it, yes, she's, like, really into it, and Grace from Boston is being shouted out from the Peloton instructor, and then it's springtime, and apparently she says it has transformed her life, even though it's, you know, like you said, Doug, people have made comments like, oh, she was 114 pounds, now she's 112, go Grace from Boston. So I don't really know why specifically that this has gotten so much attention, but people will not stop talking about this ad. I think that we've got, like, sort of an elitism factor. We've got some sexism in here, some, you know, don't give your wife an exercise gift that she didn't ask for. I think there's a lot of that going on. And so people are just really hating on this ad. And you know, the Peloton CEO, which is also pretty tone deaf, and I think that's a part of this whole ad, it's like, well, who is this market? And it's $2,245 for the bike. And the CEO of Peloton, John Foley, actually said on CNN Business that he thinks the bike is, quote, crazy affordable. So, that's his exact quote. Exactly. That's his exact quote.
It's like you buy a car, maybe $100 a month or something, but hello.
Yeah, okay, so he says it's crazy affordable.
To put it in context, this is so funny. So I was at my dad's birthday party. One of our friends who will spend Christmas Eve with us, Dougie,
complimented. Are you talking about me or somebody I'm going to be with?
Yes, on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And so she was complimenting my jacket, which was, it's a pleather jacket, which I'm very proud of my pleather, my faux leather. And so she goes, oh my gosh, I love this jacket. Well, I tried to get her the same one, but it was already sold out online. So then I went around and found her. I typed in on Macy's faux leather jacket, and all the leather jackets came up. And they're like $600. And I thought to myself, I have nothing in my closet that I wear that costs $600. I just don't.
Fake leather? $600?
No, I mean, this was actually like a real leather jacket that popped up in the search results. But I thought to myself, I'm like, gosh, you know, it's so funny how I have a lot of stuff. And I would rather have a lot of stuff and pay less for it than like one really expensive item. But I know a lot of people feel the opposite way. They want to have one really good thing and it costs a bazillion dollars. But it stuns me that there are people wandering around in $600 jackets wearing $1,000 shoes. And it's just so funny how it's not part of your reality. Like a $2,300 bike.
Bike. Yeah.
$2,300. And you also still have to, Kara just looked this up, you also still have to pay a monthly subscription.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's another $40 a month.
My cousin just got the Peloton bike, and she absolutely loves it. But
why? What is there about, what's different about it?
Well, you get to do spin class from home. I go to spin class, but I need to actually
stationary
get
bike?
My butt
you can't
to
even...
the class.
Right, you can't ride it out in the street.
It's an exercise bike, is what
it's an exercise bike. Yeah,
yeah.
But it's So it's
all
it's,
bikes by definition are exercise bikes. That's kind of
well
exercise.
But you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a mountain bike. It's not a 10-speed. Like it's an exercise bike. It's a totally different handlebar and the whole thing. And you clip into it. But I don't know. For me, Kara and I were talking about this. You have to be really disciplined. If you want to make space in your home for a Peloton, you have to really, unless you just don't care and you throw the money away, I don't know. But if you're really going to try to use it, you have to be disciplined. I go to spin class 3 times a week, but I like actually going to the class because it motivates me.
It's a social side to it, too, isn't there?
Well, no, but no, I don't like talking to people. But I like being in the class because, you know, you're surrounded by people.
I'm a talk radio person, but I don't want to talk to anybody.
I don't have time for that.
Radio has made me so antisocial.
Great.
I talk for 3 hours. I'm done. But I do like being in the presence of other people doing the workout because it keeps you going. If you're at home, you kind of don't have any accountability. At least for me, I'm kind of
amazing. Yeah, no, I am with you. I think there are a lot of things I want to do that require other people being around. I don't know why it feels like that, but it is. It may be participation, whatever. Maybe you get an upliftment from others. Maybe
you get shamed into doing it, too.
Yeah,
like, if you're the only one not doing it, then the instructor can look at you and be like, come on.
Yep. So, Jennifer, our friends at PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, apparently are not doing their job. I know it's very difficult to absorb this. The state of California has found that PG&E did not inspect or maintain the aging power lines that led to the campfire last year. This is important for a number of reasons, but helps move along the lawsuits, right, that are supposed to be. I have a friend whose son was the first one killed in that fire, and they still are not aware of what they're going to get and how it's going to be decided what they get. So, anyway, this report found PG&E employees hadn't climbed towers since 2001 to inspect them. That's just, these people don't deserve to be in business. What should happen is that some other company is appointed by the California Public Utilities Commission to take over PG&E's, whatever they have. If they're a public utility, they need public support, if you will, and they also need, I suppose, public oversight, and they don't have it. Whoever's supposed to be overseeing, they're not doing that. Is the state of California is much to blame for this? Somebody should be shooing the hell out of the state of California.
Well, the state of California is a lot to blame for this because not only are there failures with too many regulations and not enough brush clearance and all of those other things, but with PG&E particularly, and this is, I think we talked about it actually, the state of California has insisted that part of their revenue goes to green initiatives instead of to doing what clearly PG&E needs to do, which is updating infrastructure and making sure that their power grid is safe.
Where's the common sense here?
That money has to go to green initiatives because they're operating in California. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's no common sense whatsoever. We've lost it. Lost common sense. Just none of it there. Meanwhile,
because you know what's really good for the environment is a big raging fire that kills people.
Exactly.
Right.
Screws up the air.
Fabulous. Yep, very good. The story of Baby Yoda. How many people are up on this? Raise your hands, please.
I haven't seen Baby the Mandalorian
Yoda's
yet, but oh
I'm
my
a big
gosh.
Yoda fan.
Baby
I've got
Yoda's
Yoda posters.
Horrible.
I have the picture that Jennifer gave me of Charlotte, my darling, up on the wall here in front of me. Two pictures of my children, picture of my grandson, and a Yoda poster. I think Yoda is fabulous as far as I'm concerned. Yoda can do no wrong. So this creepy, though, kind of Baby Yoda thing is all over the place.
It's not creepy. He's really cute.
No, he's adorable.
Yoda.
Really?
Like
he's adorable. Well, how do you not think Baby Yoda is as cute as Big Yoda? Or
he's
slightly
real
larger Yoda.
Yoda. He's just a baby. Yeah.
10 inches. That's it. Right? That's all. The little,
that's adorable.
Really? Would you want one
how
for Christmas?
How do you not think that? Wait a second. You love Yoda, but I don't understand why you have beef with Baby Yoda.
I don't know. It just looks the way it's presented. The way I'm looking at a picture of it, it just doesn't look.
He's so cute. Little baby Yoda.
He doesn't have any wrinkles yet.
No wrinkles. That's good. Yeah.
He's like wrapped in a little blanket.
I don't understand.
Not cute about that.
You really have a special skill for finding stuff to not like about like even the most adorable things. Like
I don't
baby
know. There's
Yoda.
Something about I don't know. The you know, it just kind of doesn't do it for me. What do you want from me? I was wondering what all of the excitement, you know, with the Star Wars thing, what is it coming? The trilogy is over or whatever it is. They'll come up with new Star Wars themes, obviously. But I don't want to think that Yoda's going away, frankly. Although
well,
was Yoda
Yoda's
been...
already long gone.
He's gone away.
Yeah, he's long gone in the new ones. So this is
spoiler
a way
alert.
To get a dose. Yeah, I know, right? This is a way to get a dose of baby Yoda now, because this is like a prequel.
Okay. Tough to give up on some of those old loves. I loved Yoda. I loved Yoda from the beginning.
Oh, you are so funny.
I was a Yoda
Thank
lover
you.
From way back.
Yep, Yoda lover. Yeah, the way to find out, if you'd like to find a way or understand how prayer is the key to healing, an episode, the most recent episode of Your Hidden Power at YourHiddenPowerShow.com does just that. It gives you the key to healing through prayer. If you believe, as I do, that prayer or group think is a way to move things, move the needle, then you'll enjoy this conversation. I think you'll find it educational. It's Your Hidden Power, number 121 podcast that we do every week, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, to find out how prayer can be the key to healing. YourHiddenPowerShow.com.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrian teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, he's such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. Realbusinessbargains.com.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary.
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And the person, the cow lover, of Warren Eckstein. Everybody loves Warren. It's hard not to love the guy. How do you not love a guy who loves pets, animals as much as Warren does? You can't not love the guy. And if you're a fan of the Pet Show, you understand what I'm talking about. If you aren't, then get to become a fan of the Pet Show. Go, you can follow Warren on Facebook, facebook.com/The Pet Show. Every weekend, all across the country, he gives great advice. Been doing it for, let's see, 19, when did Marconi, the radio start? 1929, right? So didn't you start 1939?
I think it was 31.
31! Perfect. All right. Pets. And, how to do, I come across this. I honestly, because of my experience with the place that I'm renting down the street from you, Warren, the way that people decide whether or not you can have a pet or not, you know, the ads that say pet friendly and they check the box off, or they always say call because they want to know how big the dog is. They want to see pictures of the dog. And so 90% I found of renters answering a survey have a pet. Half of those who don't have a dog or a cat plan to get one. et cetera, et cetera. But they say that they have, if you're going to rent, if even if you don't have a pet, if they're pet friendly, then you're more likely to rent that apartment than if they are not. Did you know that? I suppose that's probably.
I didn't know that, but it just makes common sense. Let's face it, 60% of the population are pet guardians, so it just makes sense that when you go to rent.
Only 60%?
I think it's 60%.
The number would be larger than that.
Or maybe it's a couple of points larger. You know what's interesting, though? In over the years, I've actually had to write letters evaluating someone's dog, or cat in some cases, before they rented the apartment. The landlord wanted to get a note from their veterinarian, a note from a behaviorist about the dog. So, yeah, it's very tough. And at one point, you know, it was interesting. At one point in California, what they were going to do is they were going to give you a tax break if you rented apartments to people with pets.
Really?
And the reason
I'm entitled to a pet to a tax break then.
They would owe me money. Are you kidding?
Right, exactly.
But
I saw that some these apartments are charging $200 for a pet deposit if you move in. Like, I signed a one-year lease for this place that I'm going to. I don't at the moment feel like I want to own property because California is getting crazier every minute.
No, really?
I know that's news to you. But I find it interesting to see what people, I wonder around the country as people listen to this, if you are not owning your own place. For example, Kara, you were in an apartment. And you have a cat in there. Did you have to put a deposit down for the cat?
First of all, I don't own a cat.
She doesn't have a cat.
I never have.
She has a cat, but she doesn't.
But
isn't
yes.
there a cat in there?
No. There never has been. Shows how much you listen
to me. I have two dogs, and we have to pay. We have to pay a $500 deposit that we will never get back. And then we have to pay $50 a month for rent for the dogs.
Yeah.
So we'll pay extra $100 a month for rent.
Really? Every single apartment. Some apartment complexes don't let animals in at all, but every single one where they do allow animals, you have to pay every single month
you
to have
rent
that pet there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's a story that a lot of people may not be aware of, and I know, Victoria, this doesn't apply to you right now, but lots of apartments and condos around the country now, if you do take your dog and the dog is accepted into the building, you must give a sample of your dog's DNA before moving
I've
in.
I've heard of that. Yep.
And reason for that is because if they find poop on the ground in that area,
they will test it
to match the DNA. And if the DNA matches your dog, the first time there's a fine, second time there's a fine, third time the fine goes up. You know what it is? I don't blame the apartment owners. I blame the irresponsible pet guardians that are out there that do what I call the fake poop cleanup. You ever seen these people? The dog poop. They make believe they're cleaning up. There's nothing in the bag. They just continue walk. The fake poop scoop, I call it. So it's the irresponsible pet guardian very often is the person that causes the grief to other people that are legitimate, like yourself or Kara and her imaginary cat.
You know, I'm looking at this is something very touching. The service dog who was with George H.W. Bush, his name was Sully, in the final years of his life. Do you see what they did? The family has done a bronze statue of the dog to be in the same venue as the remains of the Bushes. I thought the dog's still alive, but I thought it was kind of a touching tribute to the dog. And how important
a great tribute. You know, over the years, thousands of years, a lot of times when someone passes away, their dog or their cat or their pet is actually buried or interned with them just because that close relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Well, next time, check out the Pet Show at thepetshow.com, please, and thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.